no.
Everybody go,
There the latency comes out.
Yeah, 5 minutes later.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Jash, Barry J, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, it's the year in review. Jash shows us some, well, let's just call it some sign language. And we all become bored of the year in review. All that and more on Late Night QRM. And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire, here's Jash, Barry J, and Michael.
Hear that?
Yep.
Yes, it did.
Okay. We're good. We're already recording, by the way.
No, oh, wonderful.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Welcome to show number 33 here at, what's this called? Oh, Late Night QRM. I've already participated a little in the whiskey tonight.
God bless you.
And I'm Barry J. from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, where there is green grass, and it was almost 50 degrees today.
Jash, and pretty much same thing follows suit on the other side of the state.
Michael, the Virtual Youper, and it's 45-degree winds and a severe winter storm warning and possible blizzard warning out there tonight. And I'm drinking my... Secret Santa, Absolute, and Kahlua out of my OS2 glass. So we're all set here.
Sounds good. So tell me, how is the storm so far?
Well, I haven't left the property. it's snowing, I can say that.
Okay. Well, inches? Is it coming down like 2-3 inches an hour?
It's supposed to pick up tonight, I think. The last time I saw, they're expecting like 9 to 16 inches overnight, something like that. That actually qualifies as a snowfall up here. You see 5 to 6 inches. Well, probably like you. You know, 5 to 6 inches is considered flurries.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we haven't had too much this year so far.
No. Of course, feels more like, it's not feels even, like Florida around here.
The year isn't even 24 hours old yet, but... Happy New Year, everybody. Okay, so this is January 1st, 2012. I guess most people say 2012 now. This is the first year we're saying 2012 is almost hard. 2012 just rolls off the tongue. So I think this will be the beginning of all the 20 whatevers. From now on, we'll be calling the years 20-something. So... Mm-hmm. And let's see. We were going to do the Wednesday show number 32, was going to be a year in review, which we didn't do.
Whoops, we forgot.
Yeah. So I took the liberty today, this afternoon, to jot down some of the highlights, whether we discuss them or not. They're in the notes.
Well, I'm assuming this is a last year in review, or it's going to be a very short show.
Yes. 2011, whatever you want to say.
All right.
Year in review. So, one of the major things that happened this year was the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, which caused quite a stir all over the place. Not only was it a large earthquake that destroyed many buildings and everything, but the tsunami was horrific that wiped out towns and a nuclear power plant. So, then proceeded to, I guess, did it officially melt down? Or are they saying that? Because it did spew a lot of radiation all over the place. And probably still is. Yeah. Anybody know? Anybody up on the topic? Anybody?
I'm not.
Anybody? Bueller? Anybody?
I think there was an official meltdown there, but okay. I don't have the documents and facts in front of me.
Okay. So, anyway, so that was like one of the big things that happened this year, and man, they're going to be cleaning up after that for many years to come. So, the next thing I had on the list is the Arab Spring, which somebody doesn't have a sneeze button.
Sorry about that. That was in my background.
Arab Spring, which is where the Arabs, basically most of the Arab nations got, how can I say it, uppity, got tired of their governments, and started to protest. And the big thing about that is a lot of it was organized on social media places.
Yep.
And that was something new and different. And of course, now we can look for all these countries, including the good old USA, to come out with laws that will let them shut down social media whenever they feel threatened. And that's something we need to fight to keep from having those laws passed, because the internet is really leading the way of keeping everybody free and free speech. Just it's a good thing. Let's put it that way.
I agree.
Yeah,
an educated public, an educated populace. Is one that cannot be easily duped. And the internet allows people to become educated.
Right. And in the same way, you also have to keep the Second Amendment going, too. Because that's what the Founding Fathers meant by the Second Amendment. Was never trust your government totally. And if the government goes bad, you should be armed to resist the government.
And throw them out of office.
Right.
Okay, Adam.
And elect new officials.
Yeah. And even though today's home weapons are fairly weak compared to what the military has now, it's still, I don't know, it's important. The Second Amendment's important. It's not only for protecting your family and home, and that's a good reason, too, because when you've got seconds in... the police are minutes away. It sure is nice to have a weapon at hand and ready to go for your protection. But these days with the governments, how many people trust their government out there now? Yeah. That's the right answer.
That's all jumping at the same time here.
Exactly. Good luck if you do.
So, we're using... we're using Hangout again, and everybody, I guess you guys can see me fine. I have no video whatsoever, and I have no idea why. But so far, it's been good. And by the way, Michael, you're coming in crystal clear, and there have been no breakups, even though you're in the middle of a blizzard.
I could disappear at any second, though, so just be aware of that.
Yeah, but I think your antenna on top of the tower has significantly boosted your signal.
Yep. Yeah, I think so, too.
So, you're sounding good. So.
And I've got good video here, too. I mean, I see you just fine.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I wish I could see you guys. I think it's the, software. The software is screwing up, I don't want to unjoin and rejoin the group. God knows what will happen there. So as long as you got audio, that's good enough. or I got audio, that's good enough.
Right. I mean, it is a radio show after all. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I know I'm way not pretty enough to be able to do a TV webcast.
Oh, don't be silly. You are.
Oh, well, thanks very much
for that. I meant not pretty enough.
The first zinger of 2012.
Jeez. Oh, you know what we haven't heard yet?
Perky, perky.
No. Okay, we're all set.
Did you do the entering theme song already?
No, I'm going to add that in later because we're not streaming.
Oh, okay.
We're not streaming. All right. I gave up the streaming because then I don't think I have enough bandwidth to stream and also have you guys come in on the. Well, coming in isn't a problem. Downloading you guys, but me going out and the stream going out at the same time. I need more bandwidth, which I can't get with DSL, unfortunately. So, and then if my wife happens to get on and start twittering,
no, she doesn't tweet, does she?
Oh God,
I'm subscribed.
Yep.
You know what? You guys just brought something to mind. New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. When we're done this show, I am going to open and start a Twitter account. I think that's what I'll do.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I said this when my sister joined Facebook a couple of days ago. I'm going to say the same thing to you. No, the world is not supposed to end until the end of this year.
Well, then I'll have about 11 and a half months to be able to enjoy Twitter.
Wow. You're going to join Twitter. I bet you your name's already taken, though.
I don't know. Might be. I don't know. There might be a couple of me's floating around out there. I haven't really checked recently.
We should check. Now that we're doing this, we should check.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't mean right this second, Barry.
Oh, no, this is exciting.
No, trust me,
this is news.
Yeah, this is, yeah. Let me see if I can do a search. I got to log in.
Okay. You're searching for another one of me, and I'm trying to find the remote to shut the TV off. Well, and that's what happens when you sit there and you're busily playing COD before the show.
I just accidentally just tweeted your name. I thought I was in the search window. Let's see. They've changed this, the web version, since I've been...
Well, you use apps, right?
I use apps all the time, so I'm not used to... Geez, I have to look around this thing now. So, let's see. I don't know whether that went out or not.
I don't know. I haven't signed up yet. I couldn't tell you.
I'm looking for searching. Where do you find searches?
Oh, you mean to find people on Twitter?
Yeah.
You got to go to the @.
Oh, search. It's up at the top.
It's the big box with the word search next to it.
It doesn't have search in the middle of it.
No, they simplified it, though. This new, simpler Twitter interface took me a little while to figure out.
Let's see. There's an @ Jesh.
Well, we can always go under a different name.
Well, it's his... Let me view the full profile. Maybe we can bump him off and get it.
Jeez. Welcome to This Week in Hack.
No, he keeps all his stuff protected. Actually, it might be a girl, because I think it's a girl's name, I think. You didn't know you picked a girl's name for your radio name. Anybody there? Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
There? Anybody? Are we there?
Yes.
All right, you might have to do your email address. There's nothing for your email address, so you can use that. Josh, are you still there? Did we lose Josh?
No, he's still there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I can't see anybody, but he's not talking.
Well, he was holding the microphone up. He's showing it to me.
Well, I don't hear anything.
I can see the LED turning on and off on the microphone.
Well, you're not supposed to turn it on and off. I don't hear
him. He's just showing that the mic switch is on, the LED is lit, and okay.
And I don't hear him. Do you hear him?
I see his mouth moving, but I don't hear him. Now the camera has moved. I don't see him anymore. It's pointing somewhere else in the room. Looks like a couch with throw pillows. Oh, there he is again.
Yeah. He's still not there. He disappeared. You might have to try to... Are you using... Josh, shake your head up and down, which I can't see because I don't have video, but Michael can tell me. Are you using the USB microphone?
He is nodding yes.
Okay, tell him to unplug it and plug it back in and see if that fixes it. Or tell him. I just told him.
I think he mouthed, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, he's not here. Let's see. Oh, I can see myself now.
Can you see me?
No, I can only see me. Oh, there's Josh. I can see Josh. Hello? Hey. You're way down, Josh. I don't know what happened. Put the microphone up to your mouth. Talk. No. I don't hear
anything. Louder. He was louder with the microphone away from him.
Yeah. you cut out. Can you? Oh, you're there. I can barely hear you. Do you have another USB port you can put it in?
Hold on.
Oh, you're getting louder.
I'm trying to, but realistically, it's...
Again, we air our technical difficulties right in the middle of the show.
Well, you should have heard the beginning of No Agenda today.
Oh, really? Was it bad?
Oh, Skype blew up entirely. He had to uninstall and reinstall.
Wow. Who was that, John?
Adam.
Oh, wow.
He was not happy camper.
You're there,
hey, but you're... You're really down there.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me try one more thing.
Oh, you're sounding good now.
It's getting better.
Oh, shit. Well, is it? I got this thing like...
There you go. You're good now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. All right, so how's this? Like, can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah, you're fine now.
Better, yeah. It's still down a little bit, but... You came up to full volume there for a second. And now I don't hear anything.
Now you're gone again. I don't know. You got another microphone?
This is definitely this year in review. For anybody who's been listening to the program,
this is a normal year in review for Late Night QRM.
Oh, now his picture froze.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just... Nope, there he is.
Oh, he had his hand in front or something. He's waving.
Yeah, but he's freezing. Yeah, I see the mic, Josh. He's flipping the switch. I see the LED come on and off.
It's on. That's called on, Josh. I just got flipped two birds.
Is that an exclamation point?
Yeah, and now the camera is pointed somewhere else.
I see throw pillows again.
I'm hoping nothing else is going to show up in the video.
No.
Oh, jeez. I see half of his face now. Okay. Well. All right. Do you have another microphone you can try? Maybe the mic's going bad.
Well, you know, his bandwidth really seems to be...
Yeah. Actually, it does seem like your bandwidth. You know what, Josh? I would say jump out of the Hangout and jump back in. I hate to do that.
It's almost looking like you're totally out of sync here.
Yeah, because your videos...
Your bandwidth, not you.
Yeah, your video's kind of staggering. Okay, now it's totally frozen, so hopefully he jumped out. It says we still have three participants.
No, he's gone.
Okay, yeah, we're down to two. See if he can get in. So far, how do you like the year in review?
Entertaining.
Libya's next. Anybody care about yes. Libya?
Other than that quote from... Oh, jeez. The quote from our Secretary of State. We came, we saw, he died.
Clinton.
Yes. Hillary.
Hillary Clinton, yes. So.
See, I have a neighbor with a very similar name, and I almost said his name is. No, that's not it.
Oh, jeez. This is great. Yeah. And other than what's his name finally getting, put out of the way permanently. So.
Yeah.
But he wasn't as bad as the other people.
I see a Jess show up there. Just a picture.
Okay, it says we have three participants.
Are you back? Hello?
That's what I get for saying I'm going to join Twitter.
No.
Hello?
You're good. You're good.
Yeah, you're good. Are you just doing...
That's what I get for saying I'm going to join Twitter. Everything just took a big dump over my machine.
Well, you know, we are on Google+, so... You mentioned the T word and it shut you down.
Yes, it did. I said, I broke my cardinal rule, which is don't join Twitter, don't join Facebook, no MySpace. And the minute I start saying I would join one, the mic takes a dump, the camera shows throw pillows. It's crazy.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, well, you said
I've got video from you now, too.
There you go. Yeah. What's that?
I said I still don't have the preview of everybody on the video on the right side. I see Michael in the large main window, but I'm not getting the previews.
Michael's video is frozen on mine. Oh, there he is.
Yeah. So, so we went on to the next topic in the year in review. Libya. Got any comments on it?
It's hot.
Okay, let's bounce through some of these quickly. The year in review. We'll do the year in review. Really, a quick year in review. Here we go. Bin Laden killed. Comments? Anybody?
Oh.
Other than.
Good.
About time.
Yeah. Oh, that thump is every time my iPad goes on.
We're just batting 1,000.
Yeah, we are. The technical quality of this show is just amazing. Okay. So, yay, Bin Laden's finally gone. Thank God. And probably don't have too much else to say about that.
He
when you looked at where he was and how he was being kept, he must have had a pretty much miserable 10 years of life being hidden. So
that's, I'd hardly consider that a mansion.
Yeah, and you know, he basically looks like he lived in one room, and he was almost in prison, you know, just because of that. So, okay, next one on the list, Gabrielle Giffords. She was it January that happened? She got shot by some loony guy, and she survived, and she is doing much better, but there's a long way to go with her. She can speak now, but I think her speech is limited. Hey, you know, keep going on, and hopefully you'll get much better and your speech will come back. I mean, again, that whole incident brought up a bunch of people, anti-gun people, again, saying, oh, this is the reason why people shouldn't own guns. And it's like, no, these people that had the guns would still have the guns, even if you tried to take away the guns from everybody, because you can't take the guns away from everybody. And the only people that do these type of things are people that don't follow the rules or the laws anyway. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of ridiculous to even think about that. And so anyway, any other comments?
It's not related to that. I just realized that Michael's video dumped out and it says we had four participants.
Well, mine says we have four, but Michael did disappear.
I am back. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are back.
Yes. I can see it dumped now. Me I didn't all know together. You magic.
Yeah, I think you were logged in, and then you were logged in again.
It dumped me out completely, and then it said you're joining a hangout with three participants, and it's like, oh,
you were one of them.
Personality here. Michael and the virtual Eeper.
What a show.
Oh, this requires some more of the beverages I showed you.
Now, indeed. I got to tell you, I don't have any video whatsoever now on the Hangout. maybe this is a Hangout issue. I was having problems with Gmail this afternoon and also Google Docs. DNS couldn't find them. And so I was...
Oops, I heard the cap come off.
As I said, I was on duty last night. This is my New Year's Eve.
Were you actually down at the facility, or were you just at home on call?
I was at home on call. I went down to the facility and I got the rig all set to go and turned on the additional heaters. Weekends like this, I expect to find people, you know, face down in snowbanks and stuff. So I want the rig nice and warm.
Yeah.
But I'm done with that. It's somebody else's problem tonight. I got to be able to throw the switch and turn off once in a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do it 24/7, although you have.
Well, I do. I just can't do it 365.
Well, now you only have to do it 364.
Right.
Thanks for the old cheerful shot in the arm.
All right. Next on the year in review. Next topic, Egypt. Anybody care? Anybody? Yeah, they ousted what's his
name. I don't think it's resolved yet.
No, and it's still...
No, I think it's ongoing.
And it sounds like the Muslim Brotherhood's getting more power there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And, that whole area is going to be fun this next year. So, next on the topic list, Steve Jobs. Oh, my God.
Yeah, a lot there. I listened to the audiobook this past weekend.
Did you?
Actually, or this past week, as I was driving all over the place. Seven CDs, and that's the abridged version.
Really?
But after listening to that, I am going to go get the book and read it cover to cover.
Well, I have the book, and I haven't had a chance to sit down and read it yet. I've got it on the iPad to read. I've read some of it just by listening to all the different tech podcasts I listen to, because they've all talked about it over and over again, and you know, practically covered the entire book between them all. But it basically shows that Steve Jobs was a normal human being with a, you know, a drive to succeed, and he was quite the designer, and he could be nasty at times. You know, what he gave to the world is, you know, pretty fantastic. And we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Steve Jobs, probably, because he gave us the instruments where we can listen, the portable instruments where we can listen to podcasts. And so they succeeded, and they're growing, and now they're streaming. And of course, he helped with the iPhone and the iPod and now the iPad to even handle the streaming stuff portably. So,
I wouldn't want to model my life after him. I've got a great deal of respect for what he's accomplished.
Yeah.
I think I've told you I actually did go out to San Jose for an interview about 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
No, really?
Somebody who used to work for me at U.S. Robotics. Later went on to go work for that company in the West Coast. I try to keep this vague, but everybody knows what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And this was before the original iPhone was released. And I went out to talk to a couple people out there, because they were like, well, if you want to come out here, but you can't. I contracted with several companies on the West Coast over the years. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, that doesn't fit in with Apple's philosophy. You got to come out here and live and drink the Kool-Aid out here. And like, well, that won't work, because I know my wife will not move out to San Jose.
Right.
So that's kind of where the conversation ended. But I did go out there and talk.
Hmm.
And I was filled in on the personality issues. They're like, well, this is a typical day in dealing with so-and-so. Like, well, that does not sound like fun.
Really? Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, and unfortunately, he's not going to get to see his spaceship built, the new building that Apple's going to put up, which I've seen extended pictures of the design, and it really does look cool. And, you know, from most roadways, you won't even see it. You won't even know that there's an office campus there.
I am familiar with the area.
Yeah. So, it's going to be... Well, it's a sad day, and let's hope that Apple doesn't change too much. I mean, it has to change to grow, but let's hope they keep the Steve Jobs philosophy at least going.
I think it's in good hands between Tim and Sir Johnny. I'm sure you saw that.
Yes, I saw that. That's interesting. And actually, he probably had more to do with the look and feel of Apple products than even Steve did. Steve, you know, probably just gave the approval. Well, I don't know. They were probably a good team. They worked together. Probably yelled at each other a lot.
Yeah.
Like all good teams do.
Yeah. So, Steve, we miss you, and hopefully your products will keep on going.
Yeah, we certainly wish you and your family the best wherever he is, and that things go well for those he's left behind.
Right. So then we go on to the next item in Year in Review, Occupy Wall Street.
Or as the rest of the world calls our own Arab Spring.
Yeah.
The American Spring.
They represent the 99%. Hey, I ain't the 1%, and you don't represent me, okay? It's, I just, you know. It seems like a bunch of whiners that are just sitting out there trying to make a name for themselves, or I don't know what it is. It kind of, when you actually, there's some people that went in with microphones to with some of the meetings, and they had videos and microphones, and it really kind of reminded me of a Monty Python sketch, almost. You know, the way they were talking and you know, they couldn't figure out what they were, you know, the Life of Brian came to mind when The People's Judean Front and the Popular People's Judean Front and the People's Popular Front of Judea. And you know, I don't know.
Well, it can be summed up in three simple words in some respects. Get a job.
Yeah. Hey, some of those people quit their jobs to go do that.
Yeah, but then you got
okay, like I said,
going on. Everybody with an agenda is trying to take it over.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm not sure there is a real voice. It's
no, it's kind of, it looks like it's finally fizzling, and especially since most of them got knocked out. But I heard last night that, like, I don't know, 63 people in New York went in and took the park over again. Well, New Year's
Eve. You know, what it reminds me of, in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, remember the ship of all the people that got shipped off the planet?
Yeah.
At the very end?
Yes, yeah.
That wind up crash landing on Earth?
Yeah.
That's the group that they remind me of.
I may have to watch that tonight. Thank you.
So, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's fizzling. I knew this was going to happen as soon as winter hit, or they'd all go to southern warm cities to go protest. But they had it here in, actually, Peterborough, New Hampshire had their Occupy Peterborough group that didn't actually stay there overnight. They only came out on, I think, Tuesdays and Thursdays or something like that. And the only thing they complained about is they put signs on the 101 bridge, the bridge where 101 goes across, and said it was unsafe and it was falling apart and everything. And I'm looking at it and I said, I thought they just did work on that bridge. I think they mixed up. The bridge in the middle of town, there's a stone bridge kind of in the middle of town. That one needs work, and they're trying to figure out how to do that. There's already money for it. The only problem is they've got to put a temporary bridge in for that, because it's it carries a lot of traffic during the day, and so I'm not sure what they were talking about.
Well, so. I occupied Wall Street in Copper Harbor for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, you do have a Wall Street. I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw the
picture. It's two blocks. Yeah, it's two blocks long. Most of the people in Copper Harbor, which again is a town of 87 people, don't even know it's there. It's this back street behind one of the resorts, and it's just more of an alley than anything else. But it's a two block long street, and it's right behind the Pines Resort and the Catholic Church. So first in Wall Street, that's where I stood, and or maybe it's second. No, it's First Street. I'd have to go back and look at my Facebook post now. I occupied it for about 15 minutes, and I started a trend. People were over there taking videos and stuff.
That's funny. Did you have a sign?
I didn't, but those that followed me did. But they actually had a reason. I mean, they actually had something in mind. That I respect. To go there and say, well, we're just not happy. Well, that doesn't tell me anything. You know?
Yeah.
What do you want to change? I'm not against change. I'm not against protest. I'm not against free speech. Mm-hmm. All of the, you know, what our country's based on. But just to go there and occupy with no other reason in mind is kind of, well, what's going on?
It's great.
You're occupying space. Okay.
And I don't really think it's having much of effect because there's no organization to it. Although this is an election year. 2012, we finally made it to the election year. In 2 days, Iowa goes and caucuses, and next week, I believe, New Hampshire goes and has our primary. So, well, the first primary, because we're first in the nation, and that means we get to have all these idiots run around our state. And then, as soon as that's over, they'll disappear and we won't see them again. For 4 years. But I have a feeling that maybe Occupy Wall Street will rear its ugly head again, maybe in the summertime, and be more organized for a certain political party, and to show that the people are with them, and hopefully they'll fail miserably. So, okay, let's get into the tech part of the year in review. iPhone has come to Verizon finally, or it did come to Verizon this year.
It's about time.
And even though it's not as good on Verizon.
What? What? I wholeheartedly disagree.
Oh, well, I can run things. I can use application or apps on my phone and talk on it at the same time.
Yeah, but you're one of those people. Like, I am one of the few people at the EMS office that does this thing called make a phone call on my smartphone. They all text, they all data. They're trying to tell me how much better AT&T is, but my speed is actually faster than theirs. They just got they just got 3G up here on AT&T just in the last couple of months.
Really? Well, I will say that I agree that Verizon definitely has a bigger and better network. But there are a couple things that and AT&T isn't a problem for me because we actually have decent coverage. With AT&T in my area, about as good as Verizon, so that's not an issue.
Hey, Barry?
Yes?
Isn't it safe to say Verizon has unlimited data where AT&T doesn't?
No, they don't.
Well, you have to be grandfathered in.
And I'm grandfathered into AT&T with unlimited data. As soon as the iPhone...
Yeah, they haven't offered unlimited since July.
Yeah, two months after the iPhone came to Verizon, they said, we're going to stop that unlimited data thing. And they've been having, recently, they've been having some outage problems with their network. And I don't know whether it's because of all the iPhones that are on it now.
it's the 4G side that's having the outages. Okay.
Yeah. Now, when you go...
It's them Android people that have been having problems.
Okay. When you go to 4G, then you'll be able to run apps and talk at the same time, I'm sure. It's just a matter of the technology. Well, you know, but I can't think of the name of it. The not GSM, the other one.
LTE.
Yeah, no. The current one.
CDMA.
CDMA, yeah. That's
CDMA, yeah.
That's what doesn't allow you to use apps the same time. So, but it's at least the iPhone's out there and it's getting around. They still don't have they have a iPhone 4, but it's not 4G. And they're waiting. I think they're waiting until all the networks get built out before they offer an iPhone on the 4G because and I've seen Apple do this before. They don't like getting a phone out there with a technology early where you don't have enough of it around to actually use it, because then people complain and they say, why did I buy this iPhone if I can't even get the network speed that they're talking about? So
the big issue, I think, or one of them is that I don't know. I have numerous friends that do have 4G, mm-hmm. and when they're running their phones in that mode, they don't get more than 2 hours of use out of them.
Really?
And that's definitely a no-no with Apple. Your charge has got to last the full business day.
Right. And actually, I got to say, with the new iOS 5 that came out, which I forgot to add that to the list there, I've seen issues. My battery isn't lasting as long as it used to under the iOS 4. It's I don't know whether it's 5 or 5.1, whichever 5.1 I think came out, and I'm. You know, I have to charge. Like today, I went all the way through, and I was down to 20% by dinner time, and I had to plug the thing in.
And are you using it a lot?
Well, I talked to you on it. I actually used it as a phone today. Mostly, I just use it as data and to listen to podcasts. But
I jailbroke 2 3GSs to iOS 5. Did I say that? Never mind. They're development phones. Development, yes, for applications development.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, they've been paid for. It's just that every time you upgrade them, then they don't work anymore. So then you have to go from that white snow to that red snow, for anybody who understands that, and then they start working again.
I've never jailbroke my phone, so.
Yeah, red snow is one of the utilities out there.
Oh, okay. Huh. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at my table here, and I'm noticing.
It's flat.
No, I have.
We can see you looking at your table too, even if you can't see us.
Well, I just noticed on the table that there's some remnants of maybe some varmint that may have be in my room. Of course, the QRM Studios is over the garage, and therefore subject to wild animals getting in every once in a while, especially during the cold season.
That's where the man cave is too.
And I think
I'm in the lower level right now.
I think I need to put some traps up here. Anyway, okay, sorry.
It's not too bad until the field mice start breaking into the beer fridge.
Well, I'm going to check that next. I have no food up here, so except for
if
beer.
If you see a mouse staggering around with a happy look on its face. Wait till it has the hangover and says, "Kill me now."
Walk into the studio and a little field mouse goes, "What's up?"
What's up? Oh my. Okay. Well, they're definitely coming up from the garage. Okay. Let's see. So, with iPhone coming to Verizon shortly after that, the iPhone 4S was introduced to the world. And that was
actually the next item first.
Well, the iPad 2. I'm sorry. Yeah. iPad 2 came first, which was an upgrade to the original iPad, and they added a really crappy camera on it. And
they did.
Well, I personally don't care that much, because the only reason I use the camera is I Skype on it, and so I've been using the camera for that, the front camera for that, the back camera. You snap a picture of it, it's so crappy that it's like, and besides, who wants to take a picture holding up a 10-inch tablet in front of your face? Yeah.
Or worse yet, I mean, I like the iPad too. I've got both of them again because I write apps for them. Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, last couple of months I've been to several band concerts for my kids and to a couple of actual concerts.
Yeah.
If you think it's bad with somebody with a cell phone in front of you taking video and you see that thing blaring in your eyes,
yeah.
Somebody with a 10-inch iPad holding it over their head.
Oh, God.
It's like, a row of people with television sets. It's awful.
I never even thought about that. Oh, jeez.
It's horrible. I mean, it's like all these people with the Klieg lights, shining them in your eyes when you're trying to watch the stage. And, if somebody's within arm's reach, I almost do the whap on the side of the head, but gentle. He's like, do you mind? Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea. Well, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, you're holding it up right at face level of me. It's nice. If I wanted to watch it on TV, I would have stayed home.
Excuse me while I take this LED flashlight and shine it in your eyes.
I was going to say, you know what, just to piss them off, take an LED flashlight, tape it to a piece of drywall, cut 2 feet by 4 feet, hold it over your head during the same concert.
Now, all you need to do is put a infrared LED emitter on the stage. You won't see it, but every single camera in that audience will see nothing but a white screen.
Really? Yep.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Let's just say I have some experience with this.
Really? Should I ask? No, probably not.
Actually, it has something to do with some of the patents I have.
Oh, okay.
I have some in the past, I have done some development of infrared, pulsed infrared LED systems that, let's just say the pulse current on the LEDs was over 300 amps.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They were very, very bright, but you couldn't see them.
Huh. But they could transmit data.
Well, yeah. Yeah. If you look at my patents, you probably get a good idea what they're for.
Hmm.
I don't want to get into that here.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. Why?
Sorry, I distracted us.
No, I hit the cough button. I was coughing. So I guess if we want to continue in a Time Warner after iPad 2, the Galaxy S. Well,
no,
Galaxy...
no, now we do the 4S. We didn't do the 4S yet.
Okay, well, the Galaxy S was out before the 4S.
That's true. That's true.
That came out. That was an Android phone that is, they claim it to be the iPhone killer. It really is a nice phone. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I haven't heard too much about it now. They sold a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But
now, is that the one that caused all the lawsuits?
No, this is the actual phone.
Okay, so that wasn't then, the Samsung phone.
Then they came out with the Galaxy tablet, which is the one that has all the patent arguments going on in court. And I think they stopped it in Germany and Australia for a while, or most of Europe. I think they're allowed to sell them now, but. I did have an opportunity to look at a Galaxy tablet, and if you put it up next to a iPad 2, it pretty much looks identical to it. So I think the Apple people had a reason to sue. When you get down and the look and feel of it does change slightly, but it's only a little bit of a change. So, I could see where they'd get a little upset about it. And, of course, I guess in the Steve Jobs book, they also mentioned that they used to have the, what's his name? The CEO of Google used to sit on the Apple board. Mm-hmm. During the entire time.
Well, you've got Eric Schmidt was there.
Yeah, Eric Schmidt. That's what I'm saying.
And Andy Rubin is now there.
Oh, he's still there?
At Google? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But Eric Schmidt was there during the entire time they were developing the iPhone and the iPad. And lo and behold, geez, Google came out with something very similar. So apparently Steve Jobs got really ticked about that and basically had Eric Schmidt leave. I think he left on his own, but there was about to be a battle, going on with that involved. So the Galaxy tablet is kind of a nice tablet. I've actually gotten to play with one in a Best Buy, and, it's nice. It does everything kind of the iPad 2 does, but it still has kind of a, I don't know. It doesn't have that finish. You know what I mean? It does everything the iPad does, but it lacks that extra little finish that Apple products have. So if you don't mind that, then, you know, the Galaxy tablet's a nice tablet. So another thing that happened during... now we get to the iPhone. Well, no, actually, Microsoft bought Skype first. We're all waiting for Skype to fall apart. So far, it hasn't happened. However, they did change the way they bill you now for service. That all changed.
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, well, I used to pay like $2 a month or whatever to get my out. I have the service I can dial out. Now you... Mm-hmm. It's they charge you like $10, and then you get charged for every phone call you make. And when that whittles down, then they'll charge you another $10 when you get down to a certain level. Which
so it's like a speed pass.
Yes, it's exactly the same thing.
So it's $18 to get a dial in number. Because I've got that as well.
Right, and I don't have the dial-in number. Months. I've got the service where I can dial a regular phone with it.
Yeah, I got to send you guys my Skype dial-in number because that's working. Yeah, one thing about Copper Harbor is we get Wi-Fi everywhere, but I'm rarely near a phone. So I've actually been making heavy use of Skype out and Skype in my iPhone.
Yeah, well, Josh, you use Skype a lot, or you did use Skype for your home.
Still do. My home number is a Skype dial-in number.
Yeah, so you guys are probably more familiar with that part of the service. I was just surprised when I went to use it when I was overseas, and lo and behold, my I didn't notice that they weren't charging my credit card $2 or $2.35 a month like they were for most of the year. As soon as Microsoft basically took it over, they changed the way they did it, and they weren't charging me, so I had to sign up for Skype again, all over again, and went to this new service, which doesn't really bother me because it's still the cheapest way to talk if you're overseas, especially back to the States. It's still free if you go computer to computer.
Right.
Right, but if you're overseas, they can call that Skype in number, which is the local number, and get you overseas.
Yeah.
But every time that billing goes through, it throws my bank for a loop because it's still billed through Luxembourg.
Really?
Yeah, even now it does, because I just went through that this weekend. I had to renew things, and my bank put a stop on all my debit cards. We think you're being hacked. I'm like, no. It's just Skype.
Yeah. Well, it's still a pretty good service. It hasn't degraded any. We're trying to move away from it on the podcast, just because the Google Plus Hangout seems like a neater way to do it. Although if it gets, well, it's been last time it was good. This time we had one little issue here, and so far it's been good. So, you know, as long as things stay good, we'll use it. It seems to be getting better, as opposed to Skype seemed to be deteriorating there for a while. Toward
the, even the Muppets are advertising it. Have you seen that commercial?
Yes, for the Hangout.
Yep, I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we'll continue to use this, and we'll see what Microsoft does, because I did notice I have an Xbox and I got a Kinect for Christmas, and they have a video service on there, which I think you can use MSN, that live. You can communicate that way, or they have this other video thing. You can chat with other people that also are on Xbox Live, which is kind of cool because it has a camera right there, and you can watch it on the big TV set or whatever TV set you have it connected to. However, I thought, geez, Microsoft owns Skype. Why can't I Skype through the Xbox? And that would be really cool if I could use Skype. So I have a feeling that's probably going to be in the future sometime. They just haven't talked about it yet.
Yep, right around the corner.
Yeah, so. Anyway, okay, so after that, the iPhone 4S came out. The iPhone 4S was basically the same thing as the iPhone 4, but with a better camera. It has a thing called Siri, which we talked about last week, which is really cool. And it came out with a dual processor, A5 dual processor chip in it, which is the same chip they use in the iPad 2, but it's in the iPhone 4S. And I do have
It's underclocked.
And it's underclocked?
Yeah, they're underclocking it a little bit for battery life, I think.
Probably, yeah, because it suffers the same problem my phone's suffering since iOS 5 came out. The battery life's about the same on both phones, and supposedly the 4S was supposed to have better battery life.
But yeah, the day job has actually told me to go out and buy one, but the reason why I have not yet is working this out with Verizon. I can actually take my current 4 and let my wife have that, but I am not willing to screw up my unlimited data plan. So Verizon and I are going round and round on that right now. Now, there are actually announcements, and I'm sorry I get a little sidetracked, but it is pertinent.
No.
Verizon actually has made some announcements that they are considering doing a data family plan starting in 2012.
Really?
Because you know, that's the main thing that's stopping me right now. Is like, well,
oh, you don't have a family plan? You can't put like multiple iPhones on the same plan?
On data?
Yeah.
You can put them on the same voice plan, but you have to take out a separate data plan for each smartphone. As far as I know, I mean, I've got to go in and talk to them, but online, I don't see anything that allows me to do that.
AT&T,
so
I'm
protecting that.
Yeah.
You can actually have multiples on your plan?
I believe I can. I'll have to go check that now, but I know we're still both unlimited, but then again, I got them when we were there. They still offered the unlimited plan, and we just upgraded
it. Do you have two separate data plans?
I think I only have one data plan. I'm not sure. I'll have to go look at that. I'll have to go look at it. I might be paying too. It's $40. Maybe it's $40 per phone. But it's a family plan. So I got both iPhones on one plan. And I have one bill for both iPhones.
Well, yeah, I've got to go in and talk because I've got two phones here. Both of them are on a North American plan, not just U.S., but, you know, in case my phones hop across the lake, I don't want to, you know, pay roaming.
Right.
And then I've got that unlimited data. And as soon as I'm sure that I can add another iPhone to this without screwing things up, I will do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Siri's neat. I was playing with it the other day, and I meant to bring my wife's phone up here, but I forgot. Next time, I'll see if I can remember to bring it up, and we'll play with Siri a little bit. It's definitely a neat little thing. Siri's a the voice assistant that comes with the phone, and you can ask it questions, and it basically looks things up on the internet for you or various other websites and gives you an answer. And I definitely want it, but I'm waiting for the iPhone 5 to come out. So,
did you see the Dilbert comic strips in the last 2 weeks that addressed that?
I can't remember what it was, but I did see it.
And he walks up to his administrative assistant and says, set up a meeting with so-and-so and so-and-so. And she looks at him, and you know, underneath his suit coat, you hear this, done.
Yeah, okay.
And he says, oh, I guess my smartphone did it for me, and looks at her and goes, awkward.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, man. Yeah, it really is. As they claim that Siri's in beta, so it's going to do nothing but get better. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. I know I could use it, especially in the car, especially with all these talks that they may ban mobile phone use in all cars because, you know, people try to text and drive at the same time, which is causing quite a bit of problems. And you know, but I look at it as like, look, I got a stand for my phone. I also use it as a navigating device because most of the time I have maps up on it for GPS, and you're going to tell me I can't use this because it's a phone and it's got a touch screen, and then I'm going to point to my Prius and I'm going to point to the touch screen in it, and I'm going to say, look, hey, to change my radio I have to hit a touch screen just like the phone. So why is that one okay and this one's not? Anyway, that's just my thoughts. Do I have anybody else out there? I was gonna get quiet.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I read you by 5x5.
Okay. Next thing that happened this year, actually this probably happened before the 4S came out, but Windows introduced their Windows 7 phone. And they also said goodbye to the Zune. So the Zune went away, and the iPhone, or the Windows 7 phone came out with their new Metro look, which is supposedly you're going to get when Windows 8 comes out this year on your PCs. But it's basically a bunch of squares, and most people that I've listened to that have actually tried the Windows phone actually like it. And they said it's not a bad interface whatsoever. They kind of think the phone does a good job. I guess the big question here is whether they're too late to the party. Because, you know, everybody between the Androids and the iPhone, you know, they're already out there. They've got most of the share. So anybody had a chance to take a look at the, you know, Windows phone?
I actually have not even seen one yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in real life either.
And we're tech people. That's a sad statement.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh, you seen one? Josh? Josh?
He's pointing at his microphone again.
Oh, no. Josh? Again, I don't have video at all, so I
yeah, his mouth is moving. Nothing's coming through. Sorry, Josh. I hadn't noticed it until now.
Sure you didn't mute yourself by accident?
Yeah, well, the light is on his microphone.
No, but there's a...
won't repeat that gesture.
There's a mute button up at the top of the video screen. I can't see him. This is not fair. Jazz, you may have to jump out and jump back in again. That seemed to work last time.
He should be able to type in his Google Docs and send rude comments your way, if nothing else.
Yeah, he could do that. Okay. Well, Josh, try logging off and logging back on again. See what happens.
Hey, here we are. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on now. What happened?
Hello? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
The software keeps dumping out on me.
Okay. You know,
USB mic kept dumping out.
Huh.
And I'm finding it to be quite aggravating. And oh, by the way, yes, we are tech people, and I do program robots for a friggin' living. I know how to check a microphone. Thanks, Barry.
The big clue I think I should have caught right away, Josh, is that you know, when you talk, the video switches and it goes to you on the big picture, but when you get quiet, it never switches back to you. So Google Plus is not recognizing it. That it's not even recognizing any audio from you.
It's, you know what the funny thing is, I can see the meter on the mic right now, was it's moving accordingly like it's supposed to.
Right.
I can see it here too. I had no issues with the last show. I don't know what in the world's changed with this show 3 days later, aside from the date.
You know, Google.
Oh, it's the 2012 bug.
Didn't think about that. Yeah, Google, like I said, I was having problems with other Google things today, including Google Docs, where, you know, it was just like, I finally hit the refresh button because I was typing and there was nothing coming out, and it said trying to get to Google Docs. And so I hit the refresh button and it came back and said DNS didn't know where it was. And I'm like, what? And then I went and tried to refresh my Gmail, and it was doing the same thing. However, the search page worked just fine. So I think they may be having some issues.
Either that, or I don't know, maybe there's a broken wire inside the insulation inside the jacket of the microphone. I'm trying not to move it because it's really aggravating when you do a radio show and you can't be heard.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do without video, but that audio thing is kind of...
Yeah,
that
didn't...
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, if you discover that you are you're not being heard, go ahead and, you know, write something in the notes or something. Type something. Go blah.
Yeah. I'll wait for the wonderful comments where you stab me with poke me with a fork, saying maybe you have the mute button click. Really? Like I wouldn't check that.
Just trying to be helpful. I don't know. I don't know whether you thought to look at it. I would probably think of that last.
To start, press any key. Oh, shit, I can't find the any key. Yeah.
Does not work in OFF mode.
Exactly.
So have you seen a Windows phone in the wild?
Not the newest ones. I have a couple that are running Windows Mobile 6.0.
Yeah, no, we're talking about the new Windows 7. Yeah,
the new Windows 7, right, yeah. Which I've saw briefly what it looked like, but I haven't played with it.
Hmm.
I'm pretty much, I mean, between you two hammering on me for the last almost, 2 years now, I already know I need to convert everything to Mac. Everything must be Apple in my life, or else you guys will disown me.
Mike, you know, Michael, you know what's going to happen? He's finally going to do it. He's going to make the plunge. He's going to buy all the Apple stuff, and then we're going to decide Apple's going down the wrong path since Steve Jobs died.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to all dump Mac.
We've gone Palm OS. What are you talking about? It's open source now. It's the open thing.
Yeah.
In which case, I'll look, you got to be shitting me, right? I bought all this crap.
Oh, jeez. So
no, the next big, if you will, big move in the Apple motion for me will be moving to. I want to try a Mac Mini. See how that plays out.
That's a good way to.
I think you'll like it.
Yeah, that's a good way to try it out, check it out, and you know it's not real expensive. It's an easy way to get in. I keep seeing. I put a search in for eBay for used Mac Minis, and I get stuff popping up every day. With used Mac Mini, so or refurbished Mac Minis.
Yep. So, I've seen those. I've seen a couple of the MacBooks, not the MacBook Pro 2, yeah. but just the regular MacBooks.
But God knows you have enough keyboards and you have enough monitors that, you know, because the Mac Mini doesn't come with either one of those. But
and I don't, I've got 37,000 friggin' monitors and keyboards and mice. I really don't need any of the peripherals.
Right. Although you might want to get an Apple keyboard because
you were saying that
there are a couple of keys that are different. But they're not real, real expensive. You can get them.
Yeah, $50. Store.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
So that's cool. iCloud, of course, with iOS 5 came iCloud, with the 4S, the iPhone 4S came iCloud. That was a pretty big thing. That's a seamless syncing of all your Apple products through the cloud, and you don't even know what's happening, and it's just happening in the background.
Well, I have not taken that plunge yet. I'm really scared about the limited data access up here. I mean,
oh, okay.
I find bugs. I find inconvenient issues about Lion and everything else because of my limited data access. Mm. Things work really smooth when I'm down at the EMS office where I've got a 20 meg connection. Yeah. Some things actually lock up here if I try to use some of the new features.
Mm. Well, I can say that it's not totally bug-free yet because actually today I had some issues with the iCloud because Jasho was asking me about a certain song, which I said, oh, I've got a copy of that. I got the CD. So I realized that I hadn't migrated that up to iTunes, so I stuck the CD in, and it comes up and says, oh, do you want to migrate this over to put it in your iTunes library? And I said, yes. And so it successfully put them all in to my iTunes. And then I did a iCloud sync because I wanted to be able to get access to them on my iPhone and my iPad. And it went through and it did all that. And it was great because my iPhone, it was there. It showed up. It was in the cloud. So I could either stream it or I could download it right to the iPhone. Same thing with the iPad. But it wasn't on my MacBook Pro, which is the one I migrated it to. You know, that's the one that,
well, that's weird.
Yeah, well, if for some reason it disappeared off of there, it eventually showed up, but it took like 45 minutes for it to show back up on my laptop, which is where I migrated. You know, I actually put the CD into that MacBook and
right.
copied the files onto there. So that was, to me, that was a little weird. And it's like, wait a minute. This is the one I put it on. Why isn't it there? You know, so they still have some issues, I think, and but again, it's new. It's something they haven't tried. I do like the way it does things in the background, and I've talked about in previous when it first came out. I was snapping pictures on a business trip, and the pictures were automatically showing up on my laptop at home, showing up on my iPad. I didn't have to do anything for that, so that's a nice feature. And you can also do backups if you want to pay extra money and get more storage space. They give you 5 gigs, I think, for free, and then after that you gotta pay for storage space. And you can back up your iPhones to the cloud, you can back up your iPads, your notebooks, everything to the cloud. But yeah, it gets a little pricey, so I don't do any of my back. I do Time Machine backups. And I back up to my laptop on my iPhone and my iPad. But what's the matter?
What the hell is that, Josh?
It's a bottle of sake.
Oh.
I see him messing with his bottle, and I can't. Sorry about my language. We're like, whoa, what?
No, it's a bottle of sake. I'm wondering if I have to heat it up before I try and drink it.
No, you can drink it cold if you want. It's good warm or cold.
In my life.
Huh?
All right. Well, I've never had it before, and it comes with the cup.
Yes.
On top of the bottle.
I know. So with the camera resolution, it looked like he had a bottle of NyQuil there.
Oh, wow. That tastes like shit. Oh.
Oh, yeah, you got to heat that crap up.
Well, there's two ways to drink it. You either drink it ice cold, I mean like ice cold, or you drink it warmed up. And most
I just drank it at room temperature. Yeah, that's not nice.
No, that's not the way to drink it, right?
Well, there's all kinds of different sake too.
Yeah.
Well, this is whatever you found. This is the equivalent of brake fluid.
Jeez.
I mean, there's everything out there from PBR to Hefeweizen, so I don't know what you got there.
Yeah, it's, what the hell is it called? I don't know if I want to say the name or not, but I mean, no, it wasn't bad. It's Sake Gekkeikan, whatever. Get kicking your ass off. It's from Kyoto, Japan.
Gecko.
It's Gekkeikan Sake Company Limited from Kyoto, Japan.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing it wrong. Then again, I've been drinking, you know, beers for I'm on my fifth beer right now, so maybe that doesn't go good with sake.
That's what I was, I'm seeing you drink beer, and all of a sudden I see this bottle looks like NyQuil with a cup on top of it. Like, what? What's going on?
And I'm drinking a very, very dark, as in you can't see through it beer, so maybe those two aren't meant to go together.
Well, I can see that.
Probably not. I didn't tell you guys about the beer machine, and we went to the United Club in Tokyo, Narita Airport, and they have all the different Japanese beers and Sapporo. I can't think of the name. Asahi and what's the other one? Anyway, I can't think of it right now. But anyway, you go over there, and they have a little refrigerator, basically, and you pull out a pint mug or a pint glass out of there, and it's cold, and then you put it on this machine, okay, and you hit the button, and the thing tilts it raises up the pint glass, it tilts it in, and it starts dispensing beer, and then at the very end, after when it's getting up toward the top where the head should be, then it straightens the glass out, and it puts a perfect head on the top. It's like the perfect beer pouring machine.
Nice.
It was fascinating to watch this thing. I had to have like three or four just to watch it.
Yeah, so 400 million yen later.
No, it was all free beer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was because nice.
Not like National Harbor then.
Oh no, not now. This is, like I said, it's in the United whatever Captain's Club or whatever they call theirs. We had a 3-hour layover in Tokyo, so went up there.
It gives you plenty of time to tie one on.
Oh yeah, definitely. And but those beer machines were pretty cool. Neat.
Neato.
Yeah. So, we're starting to run a little long here. We're at 85 minutes, according to my...
Is that a problem?
No, I guess not. No, everybody else is running 2 hours. We might as well run 2 hours. So,
well, between technical difficulties and everything else, we have no problem hitting that.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, if I edited down the show to something that actually didn't have any technical problems, we've probably got about 15 minutes so far.
But that takes out the humorous content, though.
Yes, it does. Yeah, really. You making fun of me?
No. But some of the best laughs my family have gotten is us trying to get the show going.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of getting the show going, we need to have a weather report from Michigan. What's it doing out there?
I've got headphones on.
You don't have a window you can look out?
No, he's in the back.
Well, here, hang on a second. Here, look. I have windows.
No.
But they are They have drapes and they have blankets over it because I'm a programmer.
I don't have video. Yes,
well, hey, I'll run outside and take a look, all right? I'll
okay. All right.
Put on your tinfoil hat first, though, because they might try to read your brainwaves. He's out. He's actually
grab the
getting up.
Can take it outside with me.
He is. He's taking it with him.
Yeah. This is great. Oh, this is good.
And then we'll hear.
Of course, he drops it. We're in
trouble. We'll hear the door fling open, and then hear. Yeah. Oh crap! I dropped it in the snow.
I can't find it. It's a white Mac.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah.
Okay. It's dark outside. There's 45 mile an hour winds, and it's snowing.
Are you planning to stay in your man cave all night?
Well, I do have four-wheel drive, and it's about 1,000 feet back to the house down the driveway, provided no more trees have come down.
Okay.
But so I have a chainsaw, too.
I thought we were talking today whether you had a line tied from the house to your man cave building so that you could hold on to it and go from...
Well, see, the driveway cuts through this dense woods through my property. Mm. And so if I get off the driveway, I just hit trees.
Okay. So you...
There's probably a good... I'm not kidding here. There's probably a good 30 to 40% of my property I've never been on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The woods are so dense that I would literally have to cut a path to get through a lot of this stuff. Plus, I know there are animals living out there. So at this time of year, I really would not want to step on top of a bear den. Yeah. Well, I'm more worried about bear and other animals. So I kind of keep to the driveway. And the weather gets any worse, I've got two chainsaws, but I've got this, you know, general knockaround one that got these big tow hooks off the front of my bumper, and I hang the handle of the chainsaw over the tow hook. So I'm, you know, if you see me coming down the road, you see this chainsaw hanging off my front bumper.
Yeah.
But the, you know, but well, you know, it's a work chainsaw, so there's oil dripping off of it, and it smells of two-cycle oil and everything else. So I don't want to have that inside the Jeep.
Oh, okay.
It comes in real handy that way because, you know, there's a tree down and get out and saw it up and get.
Oh, I thought you had something hooked up where you had the actual chainsaw kind of sticking out, and you were actually running it from inside the Jeep.
kind of like Bot Wars, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. Like what do you call that? A filibuster with a the claw that grabs the tree, cuts it, turns it sideways, strips the bark off of it.
Well, they've got them up here. I mean, the lumber industry is big time up here.
One on the front of your Jeep that would look a little odd to tourists.
But not to the locals. There you go. Hey, that's cool, man.
All right. Let's see.
So, is that all the topics?
No, oh, there's no. More. Oh, there's no. More. I was just taking a break from the topics.
I've been waiting for one of them because it's my Youper Beef of the Week when we get to it.
Oh, yeah, there's the rest of them.
Okay, I see Josh is going down looking at them all. We stopped off. Okay, we already talked about Siri. The next one I had on here was Chevrolet introduced their electric car called the Chevy Volt.
I'll be right back.
Okay. I believe it was, it is mostly, I think it runs on the electric first, but it does have a gas engine for backup, or if you want to go more than 40 miles, but it's made to be plugged in and work that way. And I don't know that much about the car. It sounds pretty good, except for I think it had a recall for something not too long ago, and I don't know. Have you heard anything about it, Michael?
I'm interested. I've been kind of keeping an eye on, you know, initially they sold like 300 of them. Hmm. It wasn't like they was doing really well. But the range on that thing, this time of year would do me absolutely no good. But,
right.
You know, on the 4 months that we don't have winter, that would be almost ideal for me to go back and forth between here and the,
yeah.
Was that in your mic or was that here? I guess that was here. It's normally super quiet in here, and I just had this screaming noise come through, but that might have been a 50-mile-an-hour wind gust.
Yeah. Or...
Anyhow, the range on that thing is almost just right for me to get to the EMS office.
And as long as you can plug it in there and charge it up.
And I can. I can. Yeah. I could once I got there, as long as it doesn't require, you know, something other than 220.
I showed a little bit of interest until, of course, this year. Toyota has several versions of the Prius available now, and one of them is a plug-in version. So you can get a Prius that looks like mine, and you can plug it in, and I think the it goes 40 miles on the battery. And so I could get down. I, too, could almost get to work on the 40 miles on just the battery alone. Now, I don't know whether I could plug it in at work. I didn't see anything out in the parking lot that I could plug into, and but which means I'd have to use the normal way the Prius works with the engine, combination engine and battery on the way home. But if I could plug in overnight, it's got to be cheaper. I would only be using gas one way home. So,
you know, at the EMS office, or all of the EMS places, we've got shoreline connections. So, because we plug all the ambulances when they're parked.
Right,
and
right.
Josh is just sitting down now. Okay. You did bring up something else, I think it'd be a highlight for Chevy at the year in review. Did you see the recall that they put out this last weekend?
For the brake pads?
Yeah, 2,400 Chevys got out the door missing brakes.
How did that
happen?
I mean, do you test drive these things?
It might cause them to have a longer stopping distance, do you think?
And make a lot of noise. And
yeah, that's the other thing, you know, the caliper on rotor. You think that might make a little noise.
Yeah.
Bring them in. We're going to inspect them and give you free brake pads if you need them.
And maybe new rotors if you need them. Yeah, that's crazy. Because, you know.
And they have specific numbers, like 2,437 cars have been recalled. Like, oh, really?
Yeah, that's because they had a surplus of that number in their parts supply. The guy that's supposed to put them on the line is like, yeah, they don't need they don't need back brake pads on this.
Stopping's overrated.
Yeah, that was incredible. Government Motors, your tax dollars at work.
Yep.
So. Well, the next thing on the list I have is Netflix, and I have Netflix there because they went through the fiasco this year. Netflix, first of all, they practically doubled the price for Netflix if you wanted the DVD. So it was used to cost, what, $10 for a DVD service, or it was $11 for DVD service and streaming service, and that went up to $17. And the rumor is they're trying to get out of the DVD business. And then, right after they announced that, they decided they were going to try to split the two businesses into two businesses. And the name Quickster came up. And that was going to be the DVD service. And then Netflix would be the streaming service. And then everybody complained because they liked having, you know, one place where you could have you could pick your and choose your movies that you wanted to watch or TV shows, and by splitting it up now, you'd have to go in to two different websites and do the selection and this and that, and people were quite upset about it. So then they had a change of mind and they said, "Well, we're not going to do that. We were just joking." But the price increase is going to stay. So
did you see the Saturday Night Live takeoff on that?
No, I think I missed that one.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube sometime. Okay. It's hilarious. Well, actually, I don't know if you can because it's Saturday Night Live. Yeah. But yeah, it's out there on the net.
Okay, I'll have to look at
I've got a major beef here.
Yeah.
As I said, that so much so that I need to come up with a beef of the week. Youper beef of the week bumper. Okay. I didn't start using Netflix until about October. Uh-huh. We're finally got enough bandwidth here where I can start watching stuff. As a matter of fact, I was watching the history on the telephone last night as I was going to sleep on my iPad. But I had a chance, and this is also on your list, but I'm going to bring this other item up just because it's a comparison issue. Netflix, I looked at the user interface, and I looked at how it works, and there's one thing on there, and I'm like, this is really stupid. Actually, I could think of the A word for that, but I can't believe they're doing this. And I looked it up on the net, and the issue is recently watched. Now, I'm not really worried about it, but I've got my Apple TV. Mm-hmm. I've got two iPads, an iPhone, Xbox, and a Wii, all of them with, you know, Netflix on it, because they're everywhere. Right. They did that part right.
Right.
There is no option, no way, no how that you can delete something from the recently watched once you've activated it.
Yep, that's correct.
And I have looked on the net, and people have been bitching about this for 2 years. Netflix is totally, absolutely clueless. Now, again, I don't see, it's really, you know, with, even when my wife and I are alone watching TV, I don't see this being a problem. But I can see it becoming a problem. And, you know, especially somebody else in my category where their kids pick up the iPad and, look what mom and dad watched last night. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I was wondering where you're getting to on this, because I was like.
Well, the reason why I'm getting it is they're just totally clueless. And people have been complaining about it. People are canceling their subscription over it.
Okay. Yeah. Being with coming from a household that doesn't have kids, I was like,
right.
What's the problem? But well, yeah, I can see the problem now. Definitely.
Same issue.
Yeah.
Amazon Kindle. My mom got an Amazon Kindle Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of the box, it's got this thing called Carousel. Carousel was just like recently watched. Every book, every web page, every video that you've either clicked on to look at or review or whatever stayed in that carousel. So and not only that, but the carousel list that came with it when you first powered it up had some rather mature content on it. And there was no way to delete it.
People that's not good.
Immediately started screaming, and Amazon did an over-the-air update within like 2 weeks.
Really? Wow. Well, good for them. At least they listen.
Absolutely. You know, I think, I mean, I've heard good and bad about the Kindle Fire. I've played with it. I think it is an excellent deal for $200. It's not an iPad. You can't expect it to be one.
No.
But at least they're listening to their users.
Right.
I don't get, I mean, I am not about to quit Netflix. I think it's an excellent deal for what, I'm just got the online subscription only. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't touch that anywhere else. But they seem to be absolutely clueless.
That's
feedback does no good with them.
Yeah, I totally agree. I didn't even look at it from that point of view, and yeah, I could see where you want to have some kind of control on what's on that list or any list.
Yeah, sure.
Because the other one too, I was just thinking about is, well, you watch this, maybe you'd be interested in this, and
oh yeah, they do that too.
Yeah, and that also, you know, if you have young children. May not be good. So, is there any way, do they have any kind of parent protection thing?
They don't, nope.
You can't set a.
Nope.
Wow. Huh. Huh. Yeah, they should listen to that. That's definitely bad. The only way you can do that is keep your kids out of it completely, and that's not good.
Well, it defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
You know, really? The rule of the house is that only one device at a time can use it. Yeah. And my kids love watching, you know, Cake Boss and all these other Discovery Channel specials. And
yeah.
That's part of why I'm paying for it.
Yeah. We should, push a write-in campaign or something. Hello! Jess showed up on my video dial.
How about me? Am I there?
No, you're not there.
Oh, yeah.
Josh is there now, live. So, wow, that's well. Speaking of, you that was one of the topics here was Amazon's Kindle spawned a fire, as I put it. The Kindle actually they have what, three different versions of the Kindle now, and they've got one that's like $79. I think is their cheapest one. That one has advertising built into it though. If you want to get it, and then $99, and they probably have a $129 one, the bigger one.
Yep.
And then they came out with the Fire, which is a 7-inch tablet, which is from what I understand is tied to Amazon. So you're in the Amazon, much like iPhone and iPads are tied into the Apple world, the Amazon Fire, Kindle Fire, whatever, I don't know what they're calling it, the Fire, I guess, is tied into Amazon, which isn't a bad place to be tied into. If you want to get apps, you go to the Amazon App Store. Of course, they have their movies, their streaming movies, and you can buy movies and, you know, total access to everything on Amazon, which, last week I'm on my trial part of being a, Amazon Prime member now, which, I did because we do buy a lot of stuff from Amazon, and, if you become a Prime member, I think the price is like $79 a year, but that gives you free shipping for everything for the entire year. And
2-day shipping.
What's 2-day shipping? Yes, 2-day shipping. And I don't think it's for everything, though. I think it's on most of the stuff, though. And they also gives you access to their streaming video, and they have free stuff for Prime members on their video streaming thing. So I did that, and then I realized, gee, do I have anything that does Amazon other than the PC? And I did find that my TV has it. My DVD player doesn't have it, but my TV has Yahoo apps, and there is an Amazon Yahoo app on the TV itself, so I can get to the free streaming via that way. Otherwise,
your iPad should too.
The iPad
at least
does not
for the books and stuff
for the books and everything. But I was talking about the video to get to the movies and stuff.
Right.
So, and I think it'd be wise if Amazon opened that up to the iPad and a couple of the other, you know, the Android ones out there, and not just keep it to the Fire. And usually Amazon's pretty good about that. So we'll see.
I would think they haven't gotten around to it yet. They probably have spent a lot of time just getting everything right for the Fire.
Right. So, but it looks the Fire does look pretty cool. And for $199, right?
$199.
It's not a bad device, and you get most of what, you know, an iPad does on it, and definitely a lot cheaper. And it's a cool interface to the Amazon world. So. With that, we go on to, let's see, another thing that happened in 2011 is OS X Lion came out, and that's the latest version of the Mac, the Apple OS, and it is more iOS looking and feeling, but it's, of course, for their PCs. Their MacBook Pros and whatnot. And I like it. It's nice. I did mention earlier that I'm beginning to feel my poor 6-year-old MacBook Pro is now beginning to feel sluggish, and pretty much started when Lion came out. So it may be getting time soon. I'm hoping to get another year out of it before I have to go ahead and upgrade. So, but
I have some issues with Lion.
Do you?
I've got a MacBook Air that's running Lion that I originally switched to just to kind of vet it out a bit. And I held out as long as I could on my main development machine. Excuse me a second.
Mm-hmm.
I broke every rule that I normally follow by taking my main development machine that I earn my living with and upgrading it to Lion. The reason why I did it, however, is that Xcode for Snow Leopard does not work the same as Xcode for Lion.
Okay.
So the SDK actually has treed, branched, whatever.
Okay.
And it doesn't work quite right for Snow Leopard. It does work. There's workarounds, but finally it's like, okay, crap, you know. So I did a backup. I keep multiple Time Machine backups. I've got one in the safe deposit box that's a backup of my Snow Leopard, and I made the jump. It locks up once or twice a week.
Really?
I mean, it locks up where I have to do the hold the power button. You can laugh now, Josh. And Thanks. And I have learned that there is a safe boot, a safe mode for the Apple Macintosh, right. And I have to bring it up in that once a week and clear all the buffers. It seems to be Safari related.
Okay.
If I stay out of Safari, really? It doesn't happen. It never happens in my MacBook Air, so I suspect it's because I didn't do a clean install. I think what I'm going to have to do is format the hard drive and bring it up just clean and in Lion. Mm-hmm. I've got a friend that who also writes software for a living, who finally upgraded his MacBook Pro. He went with a new MacBook Pro with Lion pre-installed, and I don't believe he's had a problem. So okay. I suspect this is I upgraded from Snow Leopard issue.
Okay.
But I never had a problem with Snow Leopard. It was solid as right. a rock.
And I will say I have something that's kind of similar. I really haven't noticed it on my MacBook Pro, but on the Mac Mini, Josh, you may want to listen.
Waiting for it.
No, the Mac
He's
Mini.
He's smiling.
It came with Snow Leopard on it, and I upgraded it to Lion. And ever since then, and I haven't figured out what's doing it. I was thinking maybe it was Chrome or Firefox because they got memory. They have memory hog
Probably
issues.
Firefox.
But every once in a while, we have to reboot the Mac Mini because what happens is it uses virtual memory, so it's going out to the disk. And it's not managing those. So what happens is my hard drive fills up with virtual memory.
Holy crap.
Without it cleaning it out. And so I have to reboot it to get rid of them. I mean, you do a reboot and it works fine. I mean, it gets rid of them and then you're back. You gain all your space back. But I've been looking online for an issue and people have been complaining about it. Some people have been complaining about it. It's doesn't seem like to be a big problem, but nobody's come up with an answer for it, and Apple hasn't come up with an answer for it yet. So I'm wondering whether they're related.
I did do a independent flash update from Adobe. Mm-hmm. Adobe? Yeah, it was Adobe, isn't it? Anyhow, once I did that, things improved dramatically because Lion's not coming with the latest version of Flash either.
Oh, okay. Hey, that leads
but on my MacBook Air, it's solid as a rock. Yeah, I see you're leading into something.
No, I was going to say, that would lead us to one of our other topics here that happened in 2011, and will continue into 2012, is pretty much, and this is mostly for mobile devices, but I can see this happening on the regular PCs and laptops, is basically bye-bye Flash. Adobe is moving into the HTML5 arena also. So, definitely Flash is going away for all mobile devices, because they've had too many issues with it. And I could see that spilling over onto the PCs now, because Flash has gotten pretty bogged down on both my Windows box, and my MacBook Pro. So, it does. It's causing problems. It's probably time for it to go because HTML5 does everything, pretty much everything Flash does now. So maybe it's time to upgrade that. But I see that continuing on in 2012 and probably Flash disappearing maybe by the end of this year. So, but okay. I think we hit the. Oh no, we got a couple more. Google buys Motorola Mobility just for fun. They said they're not going to interfere with it. They're not going to get into the phone making business because they just have Android, and Android goes on phones, and they're not going to get into the hardware business. But then why did you buy a mobile hardware company?
Mm-hmm.
So look for Google to actually start making cell phones.
Phones.
Yeah.
Well, it did get a pile of patents with that, but we'll see where that actually gets them.
That was, one of the things that was being said at the time was they were doing it for the patents. So, and these patent wars, this just has to end. This is totally ridiculous. You know, between Apple and Google and this company and that company, and it's just ridiculous. And so much money is being wasted. It's all going to the lawyers. It's not going to the companies, you know. And it's certainly not helping technology improve. So, okay. And with that kind of, Google buying Motorola this year, the other big story of 2011 was AT&T tries now to acquire T-Mobile because it looks like that whole deal is dead. And
I don't think they ever dreamed that this would fail.
Yeah, because they had a $3 billion. They now have to pay T-Mobile $3.5 billion or something like that. But apparently, you know, the government got upset about it. But there was another thing I heard, and actually, I heard it on a No Agenda show, an older No Agenda show, and they were saying that they went through this deal and they were going to fail, and the government was going to fail, but then fail them. On this going through, but then the government was going to go offer 700 megahertz up to them and say, well, here, you need airspace here, take 700, the 700 megahertz band. And that was several months ago on a No Agenda. And guess what they announced last week? I think it was last week. Or the
yeah,
week
I
before,
heard about that.
That the government basically is giving AT&T the 700 megahertz bandwidth that they need. So another one, right? Chalk one up for No Agenda for calling that. So I don't know what's going to happen there. I know AT&T, Verizon has a much bigger network than AT&T, and AT&T was trying to increase their network. I don't know whether that's the right way of doing it, other than to just go up. But I'm sure Verizon did it the same way. They just went out and bought up a bunch of different.
They bought up all the cell towers and
probably a few.
They bought Altel.
Yeah,
I was an Altel customer.
Yeah, a few cell towers or a few cell companies too along the way. Okay.
Remember Chad?
Chad?
Yeah. Did you ever have Altel commercials up by you?
No, we don't have Altel here.
Well, there isn't any more. Verizon bought them, but Altel actually was the number one rated customer service cell company in the nation.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. They don't exist anymore. But right, yeah, their spokesperson was Chad.
Okay. And Verizon got it and killed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
They killed it.
Well, it's the same thing. Supposedly, T-Mobile has excellent customer service.
You have
service.
Been assimilated.
And that was, you know, the biggest complaint that people had was with T-Mobile is that, there goes the customer service if AT&T buys them out. So,
right, which is lousy. Well, I'm sorry, that's my humble opinion.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had any issues with them so far, but you know, I'm always leery.
Well, my wife, we switched, and she went to T-Mobile, and excellent works. You know, fine, excellent customer service. So when I saw AT&T was looking to try and buy them, I'm like, oh well, there went that good thing.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, the next thing on the thing is Android ice cream sandwich. Why do they name them stupid things like that? That's the next version of the Android operating system. It's called ice cream sandwich.
I'm switching to Apple anyway, so I don't care if they call it chocolate sundae spilled on the floor. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I like Tech News Today's next version in. I don't know if you caught that or not.
No, what would they say?
Yeah, the next version should be named insulin.
Yeah, that's good. I don't tell you the truth. I don't know that much about ice cream sandwich, except for it's the latest and greatest version of the Android operating system, and it's supposed to make them all act. It's supposed to make them all act like iPhones much better.
Leo's actually advising against it.
What's that?
I said Leo's advising against it. He doesn't like it.
Really? Has he had a chance to use it?
Yeah, he has. He's been playing with it, and he actually likes the version before it. He says the attempt at doing all the buttons on a virtual screen he doesn't like.
Wow. Well, that's interesting to hear. So, well,
considering he's an Android user, that's a big deal.
Well, he switched back to the iPhone 4S. He's been using that for a while.
Oh, that's right. He's using Siri now.
Yeah, because he likes Siri. But that doesn't mean that he won't switch back anytime soon, because he was an avid Android lover for a while there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. And the last one I have on here, I didn't talk about the Boeing 787 Dreamliner was released this year or sent out into operation. And, supposedly this plane is made mostly of, composites and you can say, it's a two engine, I believe. And it saves a lot of, fuel. It's very fuel efficient, and the inside was a redo, and it looks fantastic if you ever get to fly in one. They've got larger windows, and I don't know, it's just they do a lot with lights and LED lights and things like that to make you feel more comfortable and more at home.
You know what makes me feel more comfortable? Friggin' leg room. That's what makes me feel more comfortable
here. You're not getting any arguments here.
And it's seats that designed for somebody over 5'8".
Yes. You know, I seriously, I was thinking about this one time because especially the last trip home from D.C., although I managed to get into first class from D.C. coming home, but going out.
Oh, roughing it.
Yeah, well, going out, the first class was taken. And I was in coach, and I couldn't even get my exit seat rows. They were all taken, and the bulkheads were all taken by short people, which really annoys me because they don't need the leg room. Nope. And then so I'm sitting there. Actually, I was in an exit row, but I wasn't in my favorite seat, which doesn't have a seat in front of it in the exit row.
Right.
So, and this one didn't have too much leg room whatsoever. So my knees were kind of out in the aisle as usual because I can't get them, you know, behind the seat in front of me. And because
it's impossible
because it's an exit row, right? And all big guys try to get the exit row. Okay, so. You know, we're coming in, and finally, they're about ready to close the door, and this guy comes on, and I have nobody in the middle seat next to me, you know, and this plane was supposed to be booked. I said, oh, maybe they couldn't make it. And this big guy comes on. He was probably, he wasn't quite your size, Josh, but he was probably like 6'4", and he was a wide body like me. He goes, that's my seat in the middle. And, you know, he goes, sorry, but we're going to be touching. I said, I totally understand. And he said, we're going to get to know each other on this flight. there's nothing you can do about it. You know?
And, no, there isn't.
And so, you know, as we embrace arms and and take turns leaning forward so that the other person can lean back on the seat.
Yep.
And my knees in the aisle where they're trying to, well, they were nice enough not to try to push the cart past my knees. They actually left the cart up and they walked deck and they walked the stuff back from the cart. They didn't try to get past my knees on this flight.
That's gracious.
And go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say, you know, with all everything that's been done with the airlines, and I know, you know, fuel is expensive, and but they say, you know, if you don't fit in the seat. Now, fortunately, I can just, you know, fit in a regular coach seat and just barely get the seatbelt to latch. But they say, you know, if you're over a certain, let's say, girth, they want to charge you for two seats.
Right.
Now, luckily, like I said, I can just barely squeeze my big butt into a coach seat. But the idea behind it being is they ought to have a section for sold to those people who are over 6'4".
Yes, and have to
a little more leg room. Because honest to God, it's, you know, that's what drives me crazy. You see some guy who's 5'3" sitting in the exit row where there's no seat in front of him. And I'm trying to basically turn myself into Gumby, getting behind for the takeoff, you know. And honest to God, I was I'm not whining, and I know you can relate. I was in physical friggin' pain.
Oh yeah.
While I smashed my legs behind the seat, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't sit like this for
you know, for the half hour, 45 minutes to taxi out, take off, hour long flight, 45 minutes back to land. And I'm sitting there and beads of sweat rolling down my face because of the, they're like, the air attendant came by and said, "Are you okay, sir?" I said, "I'm in so much pain right now, I can't stand it because the damn thing is digging into the friggin' my hip."
Right, you know, exactly. And even though, you know, they say, well, going down to D.C. from Boston to D.C. is a short trip. It's an hour and a half trip, you know, maybe an hour fly time, but by the, you know, you're sitting in the plane for about an hour and a half. That is the most is the worst feeling. You know, go ahead and cram yourself into a corner and a chair that's about half the size of your body. And sit in that for an hour and a half with your knees pressed up against something, or you're sticking cockeyed outside from something that's bumping into the ends of them, and sit there for an hour and a half.
And in front of you, insist on reclining.
Well, no, that can't happen when I'm sitting there. They can try, but it ain't going to happen.
My knees are the same. It's so buried in the seat in front of you.
If I can get my knees in behind the seat, that seat's not going to move. And matter of fact, they probably have a very uncomfortable feeling because they can probably feel my knees in their back. It's literally that bad. But on this trip, as I was sitting there, you know, saying, 20 minutes to go, 15 minutes to go, I don't know that I can take this, you know.
and you dare not get up out of the seat and think, well, I'll make my way back to the restroom because at least I can relieve some of the pain and go for a little bit of walk. Because let's face it, the restroom itself, and I'm not complaining, I mean, it is what it is, it's an airplane, but if you could figure out a way of getting out of that seat gracefully with some sort of dignity still intact,
let me tell you,
you can't make it down the aisle to the bathroom because without smacking the drinks out of 48 people as you walk by.
Before I go on any trip, and this includes trips halfway around the world, I have to specifically make sure that the only thing I have to do on a plane is number one. Because I can't even sit down in the bathroom on a plane. I cannot sit down. If I could get part of the way down, but I wouldn't be. I can't sit on the seat. My legs are too long, and then it sounds like something's going on. You know, you get flight attendants knocking on the door. Are you okay, sir? Yeah, it's just my knees against the door. Okay.
I'm in a vertical coffin trying to perform a function here that this room is not designed for.
Yeah.
Not with people like me.
So when I go on these, like, across, you know, halfway around the world and it takes 30 hours to get there, I time everything and I eat accordingly so that any other business gets done while I'm on land.
Absolutely.
And it's bad enough to even do number one in those things because, okay, I can't sit, so I'm in a standing position. But guess what? I'm crouched down at the knees because you got the curvature of the plane coming down, and I can't stand straight in a bathroom on a plane.
Exactly.
And you know, and then you got to deal with air turbulence, and that's always fun. But you know, the only good thing about air turbulence is when I'm trying to take a piss on a plane, I can at least support myself by putting my head up against the ceiling.
It's the wall. Yeah, you put your head on the ceiling, and that kind of stabilizes you.
And I can stabilize myself so I don't have to hang on to anything else.
Yeah. Man, I thought it was just me.
No. Yeah, it's. And so anyway, we should start a group. I would love to start a group where you've heard about these flash mobs that go out and do stuff, you know, in public, you know, they do these little performances and they meet and they have pillow fights and stuff like that. Well, I think we should get a large person, tall and large person, flash mob group that all go and sometime say show up and all go on and take a flight from Boston, the same flight from Boston to DC, and we all get on the same flight. Yeah, and we all sit in the seats, and we show people what it's like. You know, can you imagine like 30 big guys all getting on the same flight, and just show how you know, basically, and video it and everything, and get it out on internet and stuff like that. So there's probably some rule that you can't videotape.
You know what? This is for the benefit of all three of our listeners. When we say big, I'm not talking obese people who are not, and I'm not knocking them, but you know, folks who are 6.5 feet in circumference. Yeah. What I'm saying is, imagine, pick your favorite NFL defensive line. Okay, mm-hmm. We're talking guys who start at 6'3" and go up, who are I'm pushing 300+ pounds, 350. With the shoulder width. I mean, just to put it in perspective so you folks can understand just how lousy it is. When I get measured for a suit and they take the tape measure and you're at the tailor and they go all the way around your chest, circumference that's underneath your shoulders, it's 68 inches. Okay, so that tells you just how wide, and that's not including shoulders. So in most conventional doorways are 4 feet wide. If I stand in a doorway, there might be an inch to on either side of my shoulders.
Well, I'm
now try.
I'm similar. Try my shoulders are you sit down in one of those airline seats and I pretty much take a seat and a half with my shoulders.
Exactly.
It's like and forget about having that the armrest down.
No, that's not gonna happen.
And I'm gonna. And this is the other thing I will complain about. They say, okay, well, you're so large, you should buy two seats. Okay, fine, I'll buy two seats. Okay, but then you better give me one hell of a comfortable seat to sit in, because even if I buy the seat next to me, it's uncomfortable sitting on the spot between the two seats, which you end up doing. It's just ridiculous. It never used to be this way, because guess what, folks? I've been 6'8" since I've been in high school. Okay?
Yep.
And I used to fly, and I didn't have problems with leg room, and I fit in the seat, and my shoulders have not gotten any wider. Maybe underneath the shoulders got a little more wider, but the shoulders have pretty much remained the same. Okay.
Yeah, your bones don't shrink.
Right. and there should be an action about this, because it's just it gets worse and worse and worse, and it's like it's uncomfortable. It's just like I dread to fly. I used to love to fly, and now I just dread it. Unless, of course, I'm flying first class, because
I wouldn't know. I've never done that.
Well, first class has a seat that everybody should have. Okay, fits. So anyway, okay, that was the rant of the show.
Michael, you look like you're dying to say something there.
No, I'm just relating, and I'm not nearly as tall as I'm 6'2", or at least I used to be. I'm kind of going the other way these days, but even for me at 6'2", it's not a comfortable experience.
No.
So,
and you're paying good money.
I can't imagine what it's like for you.
You're paying good money for it.
By the way, we're hovering right around, consistently, it's bottoming at 37 miles an hour and hanging around 50.
Wow.
And the lights are dimming a lot here. So if I suddenly disappear.
Wow. Yeah, I could see. Yeah, you might lose power. Well, you don't have the late night QRM generator on and primed up to switch over?
The generator is all primed up and switch over at the house. The generator here at the garage needs the carburetor rebuilt.
Oh.
I haven't gotten to doing that yet. I actually have two generators, because 1,000 feet is a long ways for an extension cord.
Yeah, it is.
The generator at the house is big enough to do both buildings, but literally I'm at opposite.
Uh-oh. Are you there, Michael?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
We had a strategic pause. Oh, he's gone. Black.
Uh-oh. As we speak, we may have lost Michael with a power outage. Well, look for text or something on the cell phone, because I'm sure he'll get back to us on whether he's available.
There we are.
Is he back? I see three people.
No, it says two participants. Now we got three participants. Yeah, it looks like he's trying to get back on.
Okay.
Hello.
Is this what it was like?
Yeah, you're there.
Having microphone problems?
We were thinking just as you said that, you went black. We said, uh-oh.
I did. The system came back pretty quick, but it's not going to get any better, I think.
No. Yeah, you know, you've actually sounded very good. And I don't think it has anything to do with Hangout, and I think it has more to do with you got your tower up and your antenna up higher.
The fact that the microwave dish can now actually see the other antenna physically is a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely made a world of difference here.
Yep.
So this is a good thing. You don't have to run off to other places now, and you sound good. So.
Well, that's good, because the only way I could get up to the backbone right now is by snowmobile.
And I don't think you'd want to in 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Okay, no, wait a minute. I don't see Josh now. He's still there?
Yeah, well, he's the only guy I got on video. I don't see you at all. And he looks frozen.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, his video just disappeared.
He's gone from my connection.
I think we're taking turns dropping off. Let's see if he gets back on. So, well, we should probably call the show now, because we're at, I don't know what we're at. Mine says 33 minutes, and I think it rolls over at 1:20.
It's been 2 hours, and, well, it depends if we started right away, but we actually kind of got on right at 7, and it's okay. 9:15 now.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah. While we're waiting for Josh, though, I don't know if you saw my note, run like a Finn at the end there.
No, we're...
It's on the notes. But I partook in a fundraiser yesterday for
a
local, very well-known local lady down the peninsula a bit. But, you know, this is a pretty small community, even when you take both counties in. And a little over 2 weeks ago, she was out running and got hit by a car.
Ooh.
So... not a good situation, but the support from the community is incredible. We had a run yesterday. It was a 5K run, but this is not ideal conditions for a road run.
And yeah.
500 people showed up.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I don't normally run this time of year, but I took the hour drive down there and ran it.
Wow.
And I'm glad I did. It was quite a group experience. And I guess there were like 2,400 people that... responded to the Facebook page to donate.
Yeah.
Again, for a community this size, that's pretty. It's more people than live in this county.
Really, that's incredible. Jeez, wow. So, is she in the hospital or?
Yeah, okay. Traumatic brain injury. So we're hoping for the best.
Okay,
but
jeez, that's a shame. Wow.
But as I said, for the local area and the heritage, that's where the Finn comes in. Run like a Finn.
Yeah.
the leader of the group had the Finnish flag.
Running. Wow. That's cool. So you got a lot of Finns up there that way?
Yeah, that's probably the majority of the heritage up here is okay. Finnish.
Yeah, there's there's a lot of Finns that live in New England, too. So I guess they like the cold weather.
Yeah, it's a great icebreaker up here, especially when I'm... working on the ambulance, they're like, they get my name, and like, that's not a Finnish name. I'm like, no, it's not. Did you grow up here? No. Well, I don't know if I'm going to talk to you. I said, but I have worked in Helsinki.
Really?
All I have to tell them is, you know, I've actually worked in Helsinki twice, and then all of a sudden I'm in like Flint. They want to talk to me. And
cool.
Kind of like going home to the motherland. Ah, there's Josh.
He showed back up. Oh, I see three participants. Yeah, there you go. You get dropped out?
The whole thing. Yeah, I got dropped out. It said Google Talk application has stopped running. And so, boom, it just shut the whole browser down. Yeah. So I had to relaunch everything.
Yeah. Okay, we're waiting for you to come back so we can end the show.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
So, because we've gone on for over 2 hours now, so we're beginning to be just like, you know.
Others.
Yeah, the others. Yeah, no agenda and whatnot. So, okay, well, we want to thank everybody for listening, and hopefully we'll get back on a more regular basis for these shows. I think we're going to move them back to Sunday night, because I think Sunday night's the best time. Everybody's busy, but Sunday night seems to be better for everybody when they are free. So, we want to thank all the military people out there that may be listening, hopefully are listening, and we thank you for your service, especially the ones overseas right now, away from home. And I guess Iraq is, I guess most of them have left Iraq, and they're all in Kuwait now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've come home yet. So,
no.
But hey, thanks for listening, and we thank you for doing what you do out there so we can be safe back home and do what we do here. And
absolutely.
Here's hoping that you get home real soon with your families and friends. So, with that said, we will have a musical guest. I just haven't picked music out yet. And so I'll do that later and cut it in. So, from the southwest corner of a very, warm today. I hear it's kind of, your weather's coming our way, Michael. And we're not going to get the snow, but we are going to get the cold, frigid air. But right now, it was warm and the grass was green outside. from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I'm Barry J. Anybody jump in now? Josh, are you there? Uh-oh.
He's not saying anything. So, from the man cave in the suburbs of Copper Harbor in a winter storm warning in near blizzard conditions. This is Michael, the virtual Uper.
Oh, there he is.
Josh.
Okay.
Yep, dumped out again.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys, and we'll hopefully see you next week. Let's see if we can get back on a regular schedule here. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time.
Later.
Our musical guest this week is Cantaloupe with his song, Sad.
It's sad. Speciality. What you gonna do when he gets on top? Getting down, called up by a cop. What? The rubber telling you that you want to be fed. Oh, got to watch the people by the colors getting hey, don't stop. You do it all the more. You're just a boy. It's sad. It's sad. Hold the dough. It's sad. What the dough? It's sad. Hold the dough. Daddy, Daddy, come through.
Well, you don't have to put your neck on the line. No, you don't have to put your neck on the line. No, no.
Oh, man. To the cynics
and the critics,
listen, you got the wrong head state. You come straight from a comic book. My vocal lines with the line, you take a look at chapter one. You better start with the intro. Styles and flavors coming at you faster than flow, Joe. Whether than the never had ever to drop this flow clever, make you wise or change your mind up for the better. We chew you up like better, fool. Cause you know, say we're better.
You don't have to put your neck on.
Thank you.
Samson, speak. Good boy.